We are up to Shmuel Beis, Perek Dalet, and we are still finishing up the story of Shaul and his family and related issues, setting the stage for David HaMelech to come onto the scene and become the first official after Shaul, the first king of Israel in Malchei Yehuda. So, what happens in this Perek Dalet? The son of Shaul has heard, Ish-Boshes heard that his general, his one connection, the one who was supporting him, Avner, has been killed. And Avner, if you remember, had gone over to David, and yet he was killed by Yoav, unbeknownst to David. But he hears about this, and Ish-Boshes is very nervous, very upset, and that's what we know about him. The two servants of his, two officers of his, Baana and Rechav, who obviously were very close with him and wouldn't have been watched so closely, they go inside his room while he is taking a nap one afternoon, and they kill him and they assassinate him, thinking that this would be what David HaMelech would want. They then go and cut off his head, bring his head to David, and say proudly, "Look, we have finished off the house of Shaul, and isn't this what you would want?" David HaMelech says, "Chas v'shalom, I can't believe you did that. Just like what happened to the Nar HaMaleki, who I took care of after he told me about Shaul, so too I will do to you." And that's exactly what he does. He kills them, and he takes the head and buries the head of Ish-Boshes, along with Avner, back in Hebron. And he wants to make sure to everyone that they don't think he had anything to do with this, and that's why he makes a public display of these bodies. Again, to emphasize throughout all of these stories, emphasize that David wants to make sure his malchus is not based on the fact that he assassinated any other predecessor or any other option for the malchus. It was out of his control. But now, Lamaisa, there is no one left from the family of David, except there is one pasuk in our family of Shaul, except there is one pasuk in our parak which foreshadows something to come later on, that Shaul has a grandson. Yonatan ben Shaul has one lame son who was 5 years old, who was named Mephibosheth. Right, we'll get back to him Hashem later in the Sefer, but that is just mentioned without having anything to do with anything in the parak. And that is really just foreshadowing to something later on. As the house of Shaul really comes to a close, the pasuk alludes that there is one left, and we will see where he comes up later in the Sefer. Okay, so let's go back to the beginning of Perek Dalet. Vayishma ben Shaul ki meis Avner b'Chevron. Ben Shaul hears that Avner died in Chevron. It's interesting that the name is not mentioned. We know what his name is. Right, last Perek, we know his name is Ish-Boshes. Here, though, it only says Ben Shaul. Says the Mitzudas David. Why? Lefi kishemeis Avner lo nishar mi l'schazik yibo b'malchuso. Number one, that Avner, this, we're talking about the fact that Avner was killed. Avner was his only connection of being the Melech. And maybe it's also emphasizing that he is only a Melech because he is a Ben Shaul, not because he has done anything or proven himself. Lo nishar b'koach malchus rak mitzad hayoso Ben Shaul ha-Melech. V'lazelo his kiro bishmo. That's why he doesn't mention his name, because he's purely lineage based and not anything that he did himself. So Ben Shaul hears, Ish-Boshes hears that Avner is killed. Vayirpu yadav, his hands are very weak. Vachal Yisrael nivhalu, all of Am Yisrael are very confused. Nivhalu, what do you mean confused? David HaMelech has just gone out and wiped his hands of the murder of Avner, right? He went after the Mita, and he said, Yoav, terrible, and now all of a sudden another one is assassinated. They're like, is he behind this? Is he not behind this? Right? They're in a state of flux. They have just lost the war with the Plishtim. David HaMelech is starting, but they're still very confused. And here's another public assassination. Is this what the world is coming to? Is this what all of Am Yisrael is going through now? Assassinations? And David, as we'll see, wants to make sure that people realize, no, these are aberrations. These are not how he wants his malchus to be based. Ushnei anashim sarei gedudim hayu. They were two officers that were hayu ben Shaul. That means Rashi, the Radak. They were with the son of Shaul. They were close with him. Baana and Rechab. The Radak says, why do we have to know this detail? To tell us that he wasn't choshed them at all. There was no reason for him, for Ish-Boshes, to think that they were going to do something wrong. Says the Radak, Lahodia, ki ela shahargu ben Shaul, kfar hayu imo, v'sarav hayu, l'fichach lo nishru mehem b'nei habayis. They didn't guard b'vo'am toch habayis u'b'chadim mishkavo. They came all the way in because they were close with him. They were his officers. If he would have had any chshad, that they were going to do something, then it was his responsibility to prevent them from doing something and making sure, right? That was the problem, as we'll get back to this also a little later, that was the problem with Gedalia ben Achikam. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Nida, on Daf Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, the Pasuk tells us in Yirmiyahu, sounds like Gedalia was responsible for his own death, or responsible for death. Asher Hika b'yad Gedalia, the Pasuk says. Ask the Gemara, v'chi Gedalia hargan, v'halo Yishmael hargan. Yishmael was the one who assassinated Gedalia. What do you mean, Gedalia killed? Ela mitoch shahayel olachush la'atzas Yochanan b'kareach, v'lochash ma'ale alav akasav kilu hargan. Because even if he didn't want to be choshed something, but you have to at least protect. And the Gemara continues and says, Amar Rava, Hai Lishna Bisha, Af Alpi Del Kivule Lo Boi, Mechesh Lami Boi. Even though you're not allowed to accept Lashon Hara, but if you're told something and that there's a dangerous situation or somebody's going to try to hurt you or hurt someone else, you have to at least be wary and you have to try to protect, even if you're not, don't accept it fully. And the Gemara even faults Gedalia somewhat to that extent. So here too, if Ishbosheth would have been choshed them at all, then he obviously would have taken precautions. But he didn't. They were friendly with him. They were his generals. And that's why he didn't think anything. They were even from Mibnei Binyamin. They were from, the Pasuk says, from his own tribe. They were from Binyamin. Right? The end of this chapter is real of history is going to, it's really a self-imploding. Right? It's the Bnei Binyamin themselves doing it. Kiyam Be'iros Techashev al Binyamin. So what happens, says the Navi, well, even before we get to the story, as we mentioned, Yehonasan ben Shaul ben Nechei Raglaim. Yehonasan ben Shaul, both of those people were dead. Ben Nechei Raglaim, Yehonasan had a son who was lame. Ben Chamesh Shanim Haya, he was 5. Bevo Shmu Ashal V'Yonasan Yisrael, at the end of the war, whenever it was. Remember, these are 7 years, as we've discussed in previous Prakim, that took place that David was in Hebron. 2 of those years overlapped, either the first 2 or the last 2. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf, about when the years of Ishbosheth were, and the Yehonasan was 5 years old when by the war with Shaul and Yehonasan, and how did he become lame? Vatisaeyu omanto vatanos. His the woman who took care of him, his wet nurse, took him, and she was running away. Vatihi bechavzalanus, and as she was running, she tripped. Vayipol vayipaseach ushmo Mephibosheth. Right, he fell and he became lame, and his name was Mephibosheth. The Radak again telling us that it says this to emphasize that there was no one else ra'ui in the house of Shaul to be the king. Right, everybody was killed out, or this one young lame grandson. Lo diaki b'moses boshes lo nishal beishol yoreish atzar v'roy lamalchus. Ki b'moses nafal v'nasin achir raglayim ulishol. There was no one appropriate left, and therefore that's why it sticks this in there. But it's also a type of foreshadowing that the Navi does sometimes, laying the groundwork for a story later on. So the pasuk tells us in pasuk hey, vayelchu bnei rimon abeirosi reichav ubana. The 2 brothers went, vayavol kechom hayom, they came in the middle of the afternoon, kechom hayom, elbeishes boshes, v'hu shochev, es mishka v'tzaraim, and he was taking a nap. This king, he was the king of Israel officially, he was sleeping, right? This is in contrast, if we remember, to David HaMelech's behavior. We know the Gemara in the beginning of Brachas tells us that David HaMelech didn't sleep too much. David HaMelech was extremely busy. The Gemara tells us on Dav Gimel Amud Beis in Maseches Brachas that he slept a little bit. Left a little bit, but not too much. What did he do? The Gemara says, Kinor Hayatali Lamalami Mitaz Shal David. There was a kinor, right? There was a harp above David's bed. Kivin Shigia Chatzos Laila. Once the Chatzos came, Baruch Tzfon Isfano Shevesbo. A wind came and blew through the harp. Umin Nagain Me Elov, and it started playing. That was his alarm clock. Kodesh Baruch Hu helped him out. Miyadai Omid Vosek Batara Sha'ala Murashachar. And immediately he jumped up and he was involved in Torah until morning. And when it was morning, then the Chachamim came in, right? He had a whole busy day. The king had a very busy day. So the only time he could get to learn, possibly, in Biyosik Baruchnius, purely, was during the night. So he woke up, and the Gemara says, later on, Adav Daladam and Aleph, that David is in contrast to other kings. Amar Daladam and Ekadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalolam, Lo Chasid Ani, right? Look what I do, Shekol Malchi, Mizrach Umayr, Yishein, Amat Shloshos, right? All the other kings sleep till the 3rd hour. That's why we Kriyash Masil the 3rd hour. Va'ani, Chatzos Laila, Kum Lahodos Lacha. I get up in the middle and and I praise you. And not only that, and they all sit with their kavod, they don't get their hands dirty, and I'm literally, right, I try this. And interestingly, what does the Gemara then say? The Gemara brings in Mithi Boshes. This is not our issue now, but just to mention. Right, it's a discussion there. It's the same Mithi Boshes, someone else. But the Gemara there emphasizes that David HaMelech didn't sleep too much. So that's the opposite of this king that we have here, that he was taking a nap in the afternoon. There was one time that David did sleep in the afternoon, and it had tragic consequences. If you look later on in our Sefer, in Perek Yud Aleph, it says, Vayhi lo eis ha'erev, it was evening time, Vayakam David, me'al mishkavo, David got up from his bed. Sounds like he was sleeping. He messed up. He was sleeping during the day. He was changing the normal schedule. And what did he do? David and Batsheva. Vayishalech al gag v'yishamelech, Vayar isha rochetzes me'al agag, Vayisha tovas mareh ma'od, she was beautiful, Batsheva bat Eliam, the wife of Uriah, Vichulu, and we have that discussion. So the one time he went to sleep during the day and he changed things around, it led to terrible consequences. But either way, what happened here, he was sleeping. There were a bunch of wheat merchants that went into the house, and they went in with them, vayakuhu el chomesh, and they killed them. Same chomesh, right? Just like where Asael was killed and where Avner was killed, right? To the chomesh on the fifth river, they went out. Pashtus is they went out and then they came back. They said, "Wait, we could do something even better." They went in. Unless this is just describing what was earlier. They took his head. They went the whole night. They really thought that David was going to be excited about this. They traveled the whole night to get there to David HaMelech in Chevron. Es Rosh is Boshes El David Chevron. They brought it to Chevron. Vayomer El Amelech. Hine Rosh is Boshes Ben Shaul Oyivcha Asher Bikesh Es Nafshecha. Here is the head of Isboshes, the son of Shaul, your enemy, Asher Bikesh, that wanted to kill you. They're emphasizing this. Vayitein Hashem LaAdoni Amelech Nekamo Sayamazeh. Hashem has helped you, the king, your majesty, get Nekama Mishaul Umizaro. They have helped you. 2 points. Number one, the Chida asks, didn't they know what happened to the Nara Maleki? Right, that must have made the news. Right. So what happened? They know that. They knew what happened to Nara Maleki. And all of a sudden, here, they think they're going to find something good in David's eyes. Ask the Chidon, the Chomes Enech. Eich lo yodu, she David harakas gar Maleki, she bala vasil, amisa shol. Ella, what was the difference? They must have thought that he was killed because he was an Amalekite. Right, we discussed this in the first parak. Hema Yusvurim, should David Harko, Kivan Shu Amaleki, Vemakalam Gerami Amalek, Upa Akimimus Machavosam Vidracham, Hayusvurim, should David Ode Yodelohem, Vitelan Prasalamaisa Harasha Asu. They thought they were going to get rewarded. They thought that David only killed the Amaleki because he was from Amalek, right? Timcha Zechar Amalek, not because of anything that happened with Shaul. So that's why they brought this, the head, and they said, David, Baruch Hashem, we did a great mitzvah, and please give us our reward. David answers them, Vayan David Esrechav Esban Al-Khiv. He answers them and says, Chai Hashem Asher Padez Avshi Bikol Tzara. I swear, in the name of Hashem, Ki Amagid Li Lemar, Hine Me Shaul. Right, the one who told me, right, David says, I don't see a difference between what he did and what you did. The one who told me that Shaul died, V'oyem Kimavaser Be'enav, he was like a Mavaser in his eyes. I grabbed him by Hargia B'tziklag. I killed him, or I had him killed in Siklad. Ashalasiti lo bishora, and he was waiting as you are waiting for a gift for a mita keneged mita schar. Forget it. Afki anashim rishayim hargu et ish tzadik bebeiso mishkavo. You killed an innocent man while he was sleeping in bed. I will avenge his death. Va'ata halo avakeshes damo miyadchem ubi'arti eschem min ha'aretz, and David and his servants take care of business. The Malbim on this Pasuk Yud, wonders what's the difference between Magid and Mevaser. We know, as the Malbim always does, every word in the Navi, unlike the Radak, who many times says is just poetic language, the Malbim always is Medayik in every single word. So what does it mean? The Magid told me, and he thought he was a Mevaser. Says the Malbim, there are two types of bearers of news. Two types. He says, Yesh hevdel bein magid ubein mevaser. Sheha magid yagid davar she'ein l'chaver bo to'elos b'idiyoso. A magid is someone who's giving information that the receiver has no profit, no to'elos in. Ulefamim davar she'shama b'mikra mipi acherim. Sometimes it's things that I just happen to hear from others. A magid is just giving over information, not for benefit. Mivaser is giving over valuable information. Va'mivaser yechaven lohodia davar sheish lechaver bo to'elos. Uba berov al b'sara tova. And most of the time it's something positive. Most of the time. Na'b'sara tova. V'al davar shera be'inav. And something that he saw. So Misa show was something terrible. So it was for sure. So a magid, right? He didn't want to get anything out of it. The guy thought, the Nar Maliki thought, that he was being a mevaser. He thought he was bringing good news. That's the language of our pasuk. Hamagid li, to me, he was a magid, no benefit. Meishova hu ayakim mevaser be'enav. He was like a mevaser. He thought he was really doing something righteous, and that is why he came and told me. As to think about it, take a step back. This is something that many of the Bali Musar talk about. The importance that it is to focus on what we're doing. In the here, it was an extreme case. Sometimes we think we're doing a mitzvah, but it's exactly the opposite. Rechem and Bana thought they were doing something wrong. They say, Hashem promised! And now look, it's coming true. The Chavetz Chaim emphasizes, no. Chavetz Chaim ala Torah, on the Haftorah, for Baha'aloscha. The Pasuk says in Zechariah, Vayar'eini es Yoshua Kohen Agadol Omeid Lefnei Malach Hashem. He showed the Yoshua Kohen Gadol, Vasatan Omeid al Yemino Lesitno, and the Satan was on his right side to be mastin, to cause him to sin. Ask the Chavetz Chaim, isn't the right usually the good side and the left is the bad side? Yadua. Ki derech ha-satan hu ha-yetzahara smola, l'sitra de-mesavsa, v'leiv chachamu ha-yetzah tov li-yemino. Right is always a symbol of the yetzah tov. Right, so what's going on here? Ela kavana hikach, dihine yadua, da ha-satan hu ha-yetzahara, matarasa l'hachshu b'nei adam, ulatosa menederech l'tzatzmo. The satan always wants us to do averus. And if he could do that directly, fine. But if he sees he's having trouble, if he sees we're strong, you know what he's going to do? He's going to dress up as a mitzvah. And really, at root, it's an aveira. V'imroa sh'ayitzahara, sh'ein b'kocho l'hatos es adam smola, azu pona li'amin, klorim mishtadelu l'daber al libo sh'yaseh mitzvah, b'shvil l'hamshicho min ha-mitzvah el ha-aveira. V'yala adam suma li'os tamid ar u'lashgiach b'im b'kicha. We always have to have our ears, our eyes open on the Yitzahara, l'redis l'sof daito, to go down and realize what its real kavana is, u'lihizar yimenu, b'tachlis ha-zahiris, to be so careful. Kiyesh, for example, Yitzhara, my iris adam, baboker mishenaso. He said, the Yitzhara wakes us up early in the morning. Go, quickly, go to shul. And what are we going to do in shul? Sometimes we don't even go daven. We just talk. We shmooze. We were mezalzel in Kriyas HaTorah, and we talk Lashon Hara. And you have to realize what we're doing. He'll get us. Hey, I'll go to shul. Let's see what we're going to do there. Right, stay up late and learn. Let's see what your chakras is like. Right, there's got to be a balance. The Chavetz Chaim says, often, there are mitzvahs that they look like averos. The Mesulas Yisharim as well talks about this in Perek Chaf of his Sefer, in Mishkal HaChasidus, where he gives two examples of this. He says, Ein ladun divrei chasidus al mar'ei anarishon, says the Ramchal, we should not judge chasidus based on their first impression. El tzarech la'ayein ula hisbonein ad heichon toldos ha'maisa magios. We have to be misbonein and focus where the results of our actions come to. Ki lef'amim, sometimes the maisa looks good, but it's totally not. He gives two examples. One we mentioned already, Gedalia. Gedalia thought he was a big tzaddik. Gedalia ben Achikab thought he was being down l'kav schus. But really, he was doing an aveira. He was basically putting himself in danger of being assassinated, which he was. Or the other example is number two, a very intriguing Gemara and ambiguous, and that's the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. At the end of that Gemara, when Rabbi Zechariah ben Afkula says, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do that. Remember the story, Bar Kamsa, he put a mum into the animal because he wanted to get the Jews in trouble because they wouldn't let him stay at the meal, right? Not only the inviter, but all the rabbis didn't say anything when he threw him out. So the rabbis were thinking, what should we do? So they said, okay, let's be makrivit anyway. So they said, he said, no, Rav Chaim ben Afkula said, no, people are going to say you can give a bal mum on the Mizbeach. Okay, let's kill the messenger. No, you can't say that, because then people will say, if you bring a bal mum to the Mizbeach, you'll get killed. Right, let's say this, let's say that. And it ended up leading to Chorban. So, and the Gemara ends off by saying, "Am v'sanusol shor Rabbi Zicharia, his actions brought about the Chorban Abayis, hechrivas beisenu v'sarvas echalenu v'heglasnu lebeina umos." And the Mesulas Yisharim interprets that as a negative. He brought about Chorban Abayis because it's pikuach nefesh. That wasn't a mitzvah. That was an avera. You know, you think it's a mitzvah, but it's not. That's Zecharia and Ben Achkulis, and that is Gedalia Ben Achikam in the eyes of the Mesulas Yisharim. Okay, but that's what these people thought. Bana and Rechav thought they were doing a mitzvah, and really they were not. So David HaMelech comes and kills them. How was he able to kill them? Hodas Baldin. So again, this is an example of the Rambam. The Rambam, that this is a Din Melech. The Malbim even says it in one line. The last line of the Malbim in this Perek, the Malbim says, I'll read it, the Malbim says, how did he do this? Ze'asa midin melech, lo midin Torah. The king has certain elastic authority to act where he feels the nation needs it. The Rambam, at the end of the 18th Perek of Sanhedrin, says, usually you can't kill anybody or punish anybody based on their own admittance. Xeris HaKasifi, we mentioned this a couple of days ago. Shein mamisin bezdim, lo malkanas adam behodas pith, ela al pi shnayim edim. You need two witnesses. V'zesha harag Yoshua achan, v'david la'nara maleki, or we might add, you know, Bana Rechav here, Bodas PM, Horasha Isa, either it was the door needed it, O Din Malchus Haya. Or the Din of a Melech. The Melech has elastic authority. And he feels L'shem Shemayim, that this is what the door needs, the door needs it. This is why the Ran, in one of his drushas, the Drushas HaRan, in the 11th drusha, writes, that's why the king always has to have a Sefer Torah with him. A second Sefer Torah. Because he has such elastic authority, we want to make sure that it stays in check. Ulafi says the Ran, Shekoach HaMelech Gadol, Einenu Meshubad L'Mishpatei HaTorah, Kamo HaShofet, he's not bound. V'im lo yeshalim b'yiras elokav, if he wouldn't be perfect, yovel lahafriz alamidos. Yosef b'mashi yischayev l'tikun klal. He might go overboard, he might go a little bit beyond. Tziv Hashem yisparach, tzivau, sheyu a sefer Torah imo tamid. That's why he has to have a sefer Torah with him. Always, yirtza bazeh al mitzvah satorah bechlal. Im yevatel shum mitzvah letzorech tikun zmano, lo tihiyeh kavanaso la'avar al divrei Torah klal, v'lo lifrag me'alav o yirat shemayim b'shum tzad, aval tihiyeh kavanaso lishmar es kol divrei Torah hazos. Everything he does should be l'shem shemayim, and that's why this dafka, the isser of being a bal gaiva, is specifically said by a melech, levilti yirum levavo me'echav, right, dafka, because the king has this elastic power. The parak ends off by saying David was mitzaveh, v'haya hargum, he killed them, v'yakatzu zidam es raglayim, he even cut off their toes and their feet, their hands that went to kill Ishbosheth, their feet that ran to kill Ishbosheth. V'yitlu al abrecha v'chevra, and he hung them. Again, the Radak says, so everybody sees and realizes, he didn't have anything to do with this. He cannot have his malchus start based on assassinations. That's not how he could have people think. And what happens? He took the head of Ishbosheth and buried it in the kever Avner Bechevron. Two questions the Rinas Yitzchak here asks on this last pasuk is, number one, how could you bury the head without the body? So the body was back wherever it was, so you should go to the body. The Mishnah Melech writes in Hilchas Avel that there's no chiv of Tvura except when you have the body and the head together. So question number one. Answer that, there are other shitas. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva regarding, he has a tshuva in the time of the in the 60s, Tavshin Chav Zayin, when there was forced types of autopsies that were done in Israel at the time, a terrible time. Rav Saratskin at that time didn't go to the hospital and he died at home because he was nervous about going to a hospital. All the different stories. So there, Rav Moshe talks about the Chiv of Kfura on Evarim. He says that for sure. For sure there's a Chiv of Kfura on Evarim, especially if that's all you have. Even if you don't have a verm that define a body, the spine, the heart, the head, become makam, kivat shemi meizel lo nishar malikbar ela ivarim achadim. There's only these ivarim left. Moshayach zel leinyan kavod ha'meis. Devadi yesh chiyuv kavod ha'meis. Afrak le'ivarim. Kivat shrak ivarim elu nishar l'kovrim v'zel kol kvodo. And therefore, one can. So, Machlok is just about the head. That's point number one, that this is a little difficult if you say that there's no chiv of kfura. Number two is, Chazal tell us, you're not allowed to bury two people in one place. You can't bury shnei mesim zeh b'tzad zeh. Everybody has to have their own. So how here do they put the head in? So the Rinas Yitzchak says, if the head by itself has a chiv of kfura, then you have a problem. If not, like the Mishnah had a problem first, but now this isn't a problem. Because if you say there's no chiv of kfura, you're not really burying it. Right? L'chor, you'd have to say that. It doesn't really mean mamish in the same kever. It means they were dalanamas away, but it was in the same area of the spot. But now that we have Shaul and Yehonasan and Avner and Ishbosheth, nobody is on the scene anymore. The stage is set for David HaMelech to become the full-fledged king that we have been noting over the past couple of prakim, and he will try to move his malchus to Yerushalayim, as we will see.